Now we hear from you, our listeners. You've been sending us your money questions, and here with some answers is our personal finance expert, Michelle Singletary. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
So we've got our first listener question here. It comes from Gina Cole. She wrote in from Jackson, Mississippi. She's in her early 40s. She's a full-time student. She writes, "My house and my car are paid in full, and I have no credit card debt. At my age, what are the best ways to start saving money?"
She's so far ahead of the game having a paid-for house. I mean, that is terrific. And here's why, even if you don't have any debt, you still need a cash cushion, because you don't want to be house rich and cash poor, meaning all of your money is tied up in your home, because the only way to get that money out is to sell your home or get a loan. And here's what I would tell Gina: automatically have money taken out of your paycheck and put into a bank account that is not tied to your everyday expenses or monthly expenses. You don't want to put this money there, because you're going to be too tempted to use it. I have been doing this since I was like 14.
All right, Michelle, here comes our second question from Johanna Gwynn in New Hampshire. She's retired and she receives a pension. And this year she had a part-time job. She earned some income. She writes, "I want to set up a traditional IRA for savings, but also for the $5,000 income tax deduction I may be able to take. Am I going to be able to take a $5,000 deduction on my 2007 income tax return while still collecting a pension from a retirement plan?"
You can still contribute to an IRA, individual retirement account, in retirement. But here's the catch. You have to have earned income. And that might mean money from a job, a part-time employment. So she most definitely can contribute if her earned income is at least equal to the amount that she's going to contribute to that IRA.
All right, here's another one. It's from Kathy Reinhardt. She wrote in from Wisconsin. She's 29, and she says she has a steady job that pays okay, but not great. She lives with her parents. She wants to buy a house in the next year, but she's also thinking about changing jobs. So she asks, which should I focus on first, new job or a house?
In her case, I would focus on the new job. Changing jobs is tough enough already without the added stress and cash that you'll need to buy that home. When I bought my first condo, I actually got it because someone had changed jobs, changed the way she got paid, and didn't qualify for the home loan. So you want to be careful about not making too many changes when you're about to go get a home loan, because they're going to look at the length that you've been at your current job, how much you're making. She already says she doesn't earn a great amount of money. And here's the other thing. Many jobs have a probationary period. So you want to make sure you get through that period before you commit to something as expensive as owning a home.
Advice from our expert on personal finance, Michelle Singletary. She writes the national syndicated column, The Color of Money. If you want Michelle to weigh in on your money questions, write us. Go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link found on the top of every page, and be sure to put Michelle in your subject line. Thanks so much, Michelle.
You're so welcome.